All right, glad that you could join us this morning. I'm Stephen John, along with Phil Wildenstein, Frank Tilleman, who has been joining us every Friday for the last few weeks with a weekly update.
Yes, 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 yes. And it's everything changes pretty fast,
it does,
even though
doesn't
we've all feel like we've been stuck in inside forever. I never know when this thing will start to open up. But it reminds me of the movies about the Nazi Blitz of London in World War II, and people have been stuck inside, and then all of a sudden the Blitz is over, and they come out, and they have this dazed look, and that's how we're gonna all feel.
Right.
You know, we can go out and do things. So
we were just talking with Alex about crossword puzzles and Sudoku.
Oh, I love
you've got
crosswords.
A favorite of what?
Crosswords.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I've done crosswords probably ever since high school, and Sudoku is interesting. I'm actually. I tested higher in math, but simple math. I mean, so somebody said, "Well, you'd probably be really good at Sudoku." Well, I'm not, for whatever the reason is. But the six Sudoku rather than the nine, the six Sudoku I can do fairly easily. So that just, I don't know what that means, but so I'll see a six Sudoku. Well, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
But I love crosswords.
And right.
You, after a while, you kind of get used to every author of a crossword. They have a certain style to them, so you kind of get their tricks.
Oh.
And I tend to be a more literal person, so I'll look at the clue, and I'm not, you know, like the word bear, B-E-A-R. Can mean several different things. So it's the animal, but it's also what you carry or what you strain. Mm-hmm. So you have
okay.
to learn those. Anyway, so that's my. I'd love to do a crossword puzzle on the plane. Keeps me from thinking that I'm 35,000 feet in the air with nothing between me and the ground, but a piece of aluminum.
Or parachute.
That's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So let's find out what's happening.
So
weekly updates. This
weekly
is great.
Update is we finished the last program of the SBA PPP, and we ended up with 99 loans for $6.5 million. And the really important statistic is that it affected 976 jobs. I mean, that's the whole point of the program was to keep people working for 8 weeks and keep them getting paid. So that, you know, it's quite a and again, it was a rocky start at the beginning. But again, in 2 weeks, the country as a whole pumped out $350 billion in the one program. So it's been reauthorized. The House passed it last night. The president will sign it, and then it has to, like everything, it has to go to the Treasury and then over to the SBA. So we don't know exactly when it will be available. It could be later today, it could be Saturday, it could be Sunday, but when it becomes available, we'll start. We already have about 11 applications.
Okay, so what did that mean for you in the background leading up to the first phase and also getting ready for this next?
Well, what it really meant for us is that we had a great voice from the Vermont Bankers Association, Chris Delia, who was checking with the SBA, the ABA, the FDIC, the U.S. Government Treasury to get us what all the rules and regulations are. So he really gave us a path forward so that we didn't have to go research everything. Mm-hmm. So he did a great job. And then once we got that information, then it was just to kind of, because it's a different way of processing loans, because you're not having to visit with a loan officer. The customer is sending you an application, and you just have to, process it. So it took us a while to kind of get the kinks out. So funny team effort at the end. We had three people, Lorenzo, Crystal, and I would be looking over the applications and doing what we call underwriting, just making sure that they're applying for the right amount and they had the right documentation. And then when we would, and before we got it, we had another crew that was checking to make sure the application was complete, that they were customers, that they had the right customer information. And then once they would give it to us and we would ship it on, and then Judy Lavely was most of the time up in Danville at her house entering onto the SBA website. Here are the use of technology. Crystal sometimes was in White River Junction at her home, and Lorenzo and I were up here, and we had Cassie would be reviewing the application. She was in her home in North Haverhill or at work. We had Amy Vance down in East Thetford, and Tanya Bean sometimes at home, sometimes in Wells River, and then it would come back.
And the customer's not in front of you either.
No, yeah. No. And like anything, it involved a little bit of back and forth with the customer,
yeah.
Because they didn't have the ability to sit down with you and say, how do I do this? So they're
doing their best.
They're doing their best. They're filling out of the form.
Yeah.
Many of them had accountants and lawyers, and they came to different conclusions. I would say in every application I took, it was at least two or three phone calls just to clarify information. Mm-hmm. And then once it came back from Judy, we had another team that processed the documents and Hilda and Mary Ellen and Chris, and Mary Ellen was at her house in Bradford, and she's entering the documents, and then we have other people. And then once the documents are done, they would be shipped over to Allison in IT, and Allison in IT is sometimes working at home, sometimes working in Wells River, and they would prepare the documents electronically and ship them out. So it was really kind of fascinating how that.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like well orchestrated.
At the end, yes. Yeah. I mean, we had no. I mean, you kind of have to learn as you go along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we did all that. I mean, we had the process down in 7 days. And then the end of the program, you had to relearn again. How are you going to print the documents? So it was a fascinating experience. So this time, we think we'll be better at it.
Mm-hmm.
We hope we'll be better at it.
Yeah.
And we don't know how many applications we're going to get. We think it'll be slower than before, but we don't know because there are some businesses that I know of that have not applied for it yet.
Okay.
And so I've called them and said, you know, this would be a good program for you.
Okay. Right. Do you have to be a customer of Wells River Savings?
Well, no, you don't. It helps, and most of the people that have applied have been customers.
Okay.
You know, and it helps also if you're a loan customer because it kind of shortens some of
the... You already have a relationship.
Yeah,
you already kind of know each other.
It kind of shortens the investigation we have to
okay.
do. But, I mean, we've had... And what is also interesting is there are a lot of businesses that they have people in the area that run businesses, and the businesses may be like IT workers, and they may be all over the Northeast. So, one of the people that has the business that lives in Stratford, let's say, but he has employees that are in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and Massachusetts. The other thing, and we were talking a little bit before, that it really highlights the difference between rural areas, suburban areas, and urban areas, that one of the things that I noticed right away is that there is a better sense of community here. So the other day, somebody called from the 4-H Club in North Haverhill and said, would you like some mass? Sure. So lo and behold, 50 masks arrive at the drive-in window put on by I don't remember the name of the 4-H group, but I'm sure we'll be giving them some recognition. But, you know, so that you hear, like my daughters live in the suburbs, that there's just not that same sense. I mean, there were ladies in West Newbury that were, my wife's been making masks at home. So I now have, because I tend to forget things, or my mother called me the plopper. I leave things wherever I go. So I have a mask for the car. I have a mask for my desk. I have a mask for the home. And I have a mask in my pocket that I carry around. So I have four masks. I don't know how diseased I am, but I have four masks.
Everything the bank is drive-through right now then?
Everything in the bank is drive-through.
Okay.
We have, according to the governor's orders, there are some things that you can do by appointment at the branches, and so I've seen two customers. They had fairly complex transactions that we really needed to. We couldn't do it over the phone. I need to know what's going on with this account, and I need to know what's going on this account.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So though, but you know, that's the two customers I've seen in 4 weeks.
It's great.
So it's
making it happen though.
Yeah, yeah. And so we hope this program goes well. We hope it. And the point I keep wanting to stress people is, the businesses, yes, they're getting the money, but the money is going to the employees. Mm-hmm. And so it is a, you know, it's a huge impact to keep people working. And, you know, we need that.
Yeah. You're going to give us another update next Friday?
Sure, it's May Day.
The first day of May.
We're going to, you know, we're going to set up a maypole in here.
Okay.
And Phil, you and Teresa and I will run around the maypole, and we'll do that over the radio. And I've talked to you before about there used to be a Stan Goldberg that did great ads, and he did these great, wonderful radio ads. I remember I got one of my transistor about. He did Salada tea, Lipton tea ads.
Okay.
And they were great how he used his voice and the sound effects to create an image. And the image was he was promoting tea, and he says, listen to this sound. It's the sound of coffee beans rolling across the table. And so you can kind of see this.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it gives you the visual.
Yeah. He said, but, you know, you're advertising tea. Why are you rolling coffee beans? He says, because tea leaves don't roll.
That's good.
So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for the update.
You bet.
Frank Tillman, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.